Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
So it is great to be with you all this evening. And God is going to do something tonight. Amen. So there's one thing that we as believers need so desperately. I believe when Jesus spoke about living water, it represents the Holy Spirit. Yes, it definitely does. That there would be a living water that would come to a people that would no longer worship on this mountain, he says. But basically that they can worship wherever they go. Everywhere they can worship. They can take the church everywhere. They can worship anywhere because there's no restriction on our worship anymore. Can you say amen? Isn't that so awesome to know that we have the ability to go into the most holy of holies and to spend time with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that He is busy working in our hearts and He's busy with you. You may not even realize it, but He is busy with you right now. The thing is that we have to begin to see. Our eyes need to go open. We need to get revelation. We need to hear what God wants to show us. Because without revelation, the word is beautiful. But without revelation, we do not have understanding of what God is trying to say. And without true understanding of what He's trying to say, we are like kind of like veiled. So we don't really see exactly what He's saying. But how many of you know that God is the one who opens up the scriptures? There's that beautiful scripture on the road to Emmaus when Jesus was walking with those two disciples, those two men. And they were talking about Him and they were talking about the crucifixion and how sad they were. And then He began to open up the scriptures to them. And then afterwards they said, did our hearts not burn as He opened up the scriptures to us? In other words, while they were sitting with Him, something was busy happening to them. They didn't even realize it. But while He was sharing with them, their eyes had gone open and the scriptures were being opened to them. And they were beginning to hear and beginning to see things that they had not yet seen before. Something that was missing before. They'd heard scripture. They'd seen scripture. They'd read that. They knew that. But when Jesus began to share it with them, it was like it became alive. And all of a sudden, that was just word before no longer was just word. But now it became revelation. He opened up the scriptures to them. Amen. So tonight we're going to look at something very powerful. Ephesians 1 verse number 15. Ephesians 1 verse number 15. Now what you need to understand is Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus. And he's writing to them and he's very pleased. He speaks of them. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, let's just go to verse number 1 real quick. I just want to show you how he starts. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. So he's speaking to a church that he loves, those that are faithful in Christ. Now let's go back to verse number 15. Now watch this, because this is really powerful. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. So he's addressing them as though he speaks with them compassionately, with love. He's kind of almost proud of them because of the work that they're busy doing. Now watch what he says. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. In other words, this church has become almost like a burden, but in a good way to Paul, because he doesn't cease to pray for them over and over. And he's crying out to God for this church and seeking the Lord to move and to do something powerful in their midst. Now watch this. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The spirit of revelation, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Now, the first thing I want you to understand is that what Paul is asking for them to have is the ability to be affected, is the ability for the spirit of wisdom to come upon them. Is that the spirit of wisdom and the revelation and the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of Him will come upon them. The spirit of wisdom, this is a wisdom that only God can give you. This is a wisdom that comes from Him that is not academic. Academic wisdom and knowledge is so important. But this wisdom is not a wisdom that they can learn. That's why Paul is asking the Father to give it to them. Because He wants them to have this wisdom. He wants them to have this revelation. He says, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. The word there for revelation is the word apokalypsis. It means to reveal. One of the scholars say beautifully, to communicate of knowledge previously hidden by a divine supernatural agent, which would be God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit. So revelation, he's saying, I want you to get the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and I want you to get a glimpse. I want you to see that was previously hidden. In other words, it's always been there, but it's been hidden. And I'm asking the Father to open your eyes. I'm asking Him so that you would begin to see the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation. Why? Why does He want them to have the spirit of wisdom? Why does He want them to have the spirit of revelation? Why does He want them to begin to see things that were previously hidden? Because He wants them to get more knowledge of who the Father is. He says, in the knowledge of Him. In other words, He's saying, I want you to begin to see God the way many have not seen Him before. I want Him to open your eyes. I want Him to reveal to you who He truly is. He is almighty. He is counselor. He is wonderful. He is all these things. But I want Him to open your eyes. He needs to open your eyes, because now you see through eyes that do not see. But when He comes and He opens your eyes and He gives you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him, something shifts in you. Something changes in you, and you're not the same anymore. Now watch this. He makes a statement that I've never seen before that blew me away. He says this in 17, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you. So he's asking God to give this faithful church, this good church, this church that's doing well with the Lord. He's asking God to give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And if you study it in the Greek word is the word didomi, and it means he's asking God, he says, Father, I want you to grant them, I want you to give them, I want you to entrust them, I want you to allow them to have the privilege. Why would Paul make this cry to God? You would think every believer should have this privilege. He's talking to a faithful church, but their eyes are not open. So God is asking the Father, Paul is asking the Father to allow these people to have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, so that they will begin to see, so that they will begin to hear. Now watch this. Let's go over to Matthew 16, verse number 13. Matthew 16, verse number 13. I'm not going to be long tonight. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, Jesus is now with His disciples. This is now long before Paul is addressing the church at Ephesus. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "What do men say that I am, the Son of Man am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now watch this, because this is incredible. Simon gets this revelation. Simon gets a revelation. Simon is with the other disciples, seeing as they see, hearing as they hear, but suddenly something happens. Suddenly his eyes go open, his spiritual ears go open. Suddenly he gets revelation, and some wisdom that comes from above comes upon him. And this is what it says. Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now go into the next verse. And Jesus answered, watch, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah." Why are you blessed? "Because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven," my Father who is in heaven. Listen, the church in Ephesus, they're moving, they're working with God, they're faithful. But Paul makes a plea to the Lord. He says, "I'm praying for you daily." He says, "I'm seeking God for you because I want you to get a revelation. I'm asking the Father to give you grace. I'm asking Him to reveal to you the spirit of revelation, the spirit of wisdom, so that you will be able to come to the knowledge of who He really is." You see, just like it was with Simon, Simon could not get that revelation. The only way that revelation came is if God Himself chose to give it to him. God gave it to him. God gives it to us. Does He give it to all of us? We all have His Spirit. But does He reveal? Does He give us all revelation? You tell me. Amen. Now I want you to think tonight about this. Because right now, on the planet, God is about to open the eyes of the church like they have never been opened before, church. This message tonight is so prophetic in its nature, because I'm giving you a word of what's about to take place on planet Earth right now. I'll prophesy to myself. I'll jump up and down on my own, because I know what's about to take place in the body of Christ all across the nations of this world. God is about to do something incredible. God is about to take people who have been religious. God is about to take people who've never encountered the power and the presence of God, and their eyes will go open and their ears will go open, and suddenly they will look and they will say, "Is that not the Son of God? Is that not the one who walked in Galilee? Is that not the one who rose from the dead? And is that not the one whose spirit came upon the disciples in the book of Acts? And is that not the one who's still operating right now?" Come on, somebody shout in this place. Revelation, open our eyes that we might see. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our eyes, Father. Like Paul prayed with the church in Ephesus, I pray tonight in this place that we will have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. For surely on the planet Earth right now, you are going to and fro, and you are revealing yourself in this earth. Yes, you are revealing yourself full of grace, full of mercy, full of love, full of power. And I thank you, Father. I thank you that you are going right now and people's lives are being touched and changed. They can no longer resist. They can no longer resist the true love, the true mercy, the true grace of your Spirit. For Lord, it comes upon us and it overwhelms us and it changes us and it turns us into a tree that will bear good fruit, a tree that will be planted, a tree that will go, and Father, that will multiply and will multiply and will multiply and will multiply. And I give you thanks and I give you praise and I give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back. Ephesians 1, verse number 17. Well, let's go back to 16. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Now he tells them what I'm praying for you about. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you, may grant to you, may entrust to you, may allow you to have the privilege of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. These are believers. These are people that have the Holy Spirit. These are people that serve God. But yet, Paul is asking the Father to reveal himself to them in a supernatural way. Can you say amen? Sorry, I'm totally preaching this the wrong way around, so my notes are all upside down. Now, let's go to verse number 18. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. That you may know what? That you may know what? First of all, when you start to get a true revelation of who God is, your life gets turned upside down and you no longer desire to walk only in the flesh, but you desire to walk in the Spirit, and you begin to see as he sees, and you realize that true joy, true love, true hope, true life is only in him, and your destiny and your purpose becomes so meaningful to you because you realize that you don't live for yourself anymore, but now you live for him. You live for him. And as he reveals himself to you, your eyes begin to become enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling on your life. Because you are called. There is destiny and purpose in your life. God has already marked you. You wouldn't be sitting here tonight if he hadn't already marked you. Now all that needs to take place is you have to surrender to him and you have to say, Father, Lord, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation that I might begin to see the way that you are. Father, open my eyes that I will begin to become enlightened and see what is the hope of the calling that you have given me, so that I might step into destiny, so that I might step into purpose, so that I might become the man of God, the woman of God, the child of God that you have destined me to be. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? You see, he has put himself in you so that you can fulfill his plan on this earth. You will never, ever truly be happy until you step into it. You will only know what real joy feels like when you are fulfilling destiny. You will only know what true purpose feels like when you are fulfilling destiny. You can be a believer, but you can be an atheist believer. What is that? That is a believer that does not believe in the Christ. Yes, you believe in Jesus, but you do not believe in his resurrection power. Let me tell you something. in the Bible, they didn't call us Christians. They called us disciples. And only after we were disciples did they call those disciples Christians. He didn't say, go and make Christians. He said, go and make disciples. We've lost the plot. We've missed the point. God has called us to serve Him, to love Him, to step into destiny, to step into purpose, to become all we've ever been called to be. Some of you have been hurt. Some of you have been abused. Some of you have been attacked, even from a young child, and you don't know what your life means. Well, I'm here to tell you this evening that your eyes are going to go open, that you're going to discover the hope of the calling that is placed on your life. Amen. What is the riches of the glory of His inheritance that is in the saints? Now watch. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power? In this one verse, the word power is used there actually in the original language 4 times. The first expression of power, and I don't have time to teach you this tonight. I've taught on this before. You can go get the, whatever you call it, tape. I don't mean I call it tapes anymore. Amen. We call it digital download. Amen. What is the exceeding greatness of His power, dunamis power, towards us who believe according to His working? I believe that that word working there is the word energeo, which speaks of God's energy. It's like a force of power. And His mighty is the word ischus, which is another form of power. And then the next word there is power, which is the word kratos. These all describes God's working power in your life. When you begin to step into destiny, when you begin to serve with all of your heart, when your eyes begin to go open, this power now becomes available to you. Not only do you operate with dynamic, dunamis power, but you operate in the realm of authority. You operate in the realm where things begin to change in your life. And you're not just a teensy-weensy, yellow polka dot bikini Christian. Now you're a man of God. Now you're a woman of God. And you have fire in your eyes. And you have power in your hands. Not because of who you are, but because you serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you don't believe me, let's go back to our story in Matthew. Matthew 16, verse number 17. Simon says to Him, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." And watch what He says. "And I also say to you," now He's busy prophesying to him. Now He's busy revealing who He really is. You see, once you begin to get the spirit of wisdom and revelation and you start to see God the way He truly is, the next step is He begins to reveal to you your destiny. The inheritance that is in the saints, your inheritance. He says to him, "You are no longer Simon, but now you are Peter." He begins to reveal to him who he truly is. The inheritance, the destiny, what's locked up inside of him. Jesus says, "Now you've seen who I really am. Now let me tell you, son, who you really are in me." "And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against him." This is incredible. Now watch. Remember what I said to you. He reveals to you what the inheritance of the saints is, what the hope of your calling is. He reveals it to you. Once you begin to touch and taste who God truly is in your life, then He starts to reveal destiny and purpose to you, who you really are in Him. You see, the problem is that so many believers don't understand who God really is. that He's the creator of all things, that He was and is to come, that He's the I Am. In other words, He is right now, right here, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same power that rose Jesus from the dead, the same power that created the earth is right here, right now. You need to know that God. Not the God they teach you in churches where they say He doesn't work anymore. Not the God they teach you in churches that says there's no power anymore. Not the God that says He doesn't breathe and live anymore. He's very much alive right now. He's here now in this place. Remember in Ephesians, he begins to show the church, Paul begins to show the church that as soon as you know that, there will be a power that will be released to you that you never knew or never had before, because you didn't know who God really was and you didn't know who you really were in Him, because we put Him in a box. Not that we don't believe. We believe going to heaven, but walk on this earth defeated, powerless. No wonder the world looks at us and says, this Bible God and your God don't sound the same. Now watch. And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Now watch. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Listen, let's go back to Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 18. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling. Peter, Simon, you will be Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. In other words, I will reveal to you destiny and purpose. Revelation will come, and you will become all you've been called to be. Then he says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power, this dynamic power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Now watch, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but the age in which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, to you and to me. Jesus gave us a shadow with Peter of what was to come in every believer's life. That you would come to a place, that there would be a moment in your walk with Him, that your eyes would go open and you would begin to see who God truly is, and your life will be changed and it will never be the same again. And once your life has been touched and now you begin to see who God is and you seek your destiny and you seek to serve Him with all of your heart, something happens in the heavenlies. Something happens, something shifts, something changes. Now all of a sudden, the Lord says, I give you the keys of the kingdom. I give you the keys of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on this earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. It is time for the church to stand up and be the church that we are called to be in the name of Jesus. Somebody stand and give the Lord a shout. Somebody stand and give the Lord a clap. Come on! Come on, let's go. Come on, let's worship. Come on. Come on.
I can hear.
And so, Father, tonight in this place, we thank you for revelation, Father, that our eyes go open tonight in this place, that we will begin to see you the way you are, Father. You are a God of love. You are a God of peace. You are a God of mercy. But you are the same God that created all things right in the beginning. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the Lord of hosts. You are our God, the God of our provider. You are everything to us, Father. And we realize tonight in this place that you are holy and there is none like you. And you sent your Son. He came in your image. He came to this earth and he died to set us free. And now, Father, you have placed him next to you at the right hand. And he has given us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. And Father, I pray that tonight, as our eyes go open, that we will no longer look at the adversary, that we will no longer look at those things that have overcome us in the past. We will now look at them, and Father, we will know that we have authority over them. For surely those things that you said, we will have the authority to bind and loose. And so, Father, tonight, in this place, I take authority over every power, over every principality, over every demon spirit that comes against our families, that comes against our business, that comes against our lives. I take authority over you right now in the name of Jesus. And we bind you now. We break your power. We break your power. And Father, I pray that the eyes will go open in this place, that the eyes watching online will go open, Father, that they will begin to know what is the hope of the calling that you have called us to be, that we will step into it, that we will be everything you've called us to be. And Father, we will do it worshiping you and loving you. How can we not, when we begin to realize who you are, when we begin to realize how amazing and how wonderful and how good you are? You came and you taught the gospel of the kingdom. And you said the kingdom of God has come near to you. You also said that the kingdom now is inside of us. Father, give us a passion for you. Give us a zeal for you. Like Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus, I pray, Father, that you would grant us, that you would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Father, tonight in this place, let not one person leave here without an encounter with you. Let not one person leave here tonight the same, Father. I pray right now, even there in their seats, that you would begin, I know you already have, begin to touch them, begin to open their hearts, Father, to that you desire for them to have. Father, fill us tonight with your spirit. Fill us tonight, Lord. Open our eyes tonight. Give us revelation. Give us a supernatural wisdom, an ability to know those things that we could not have learned without your spirit. Lord, change our hearts. Give us a heart of flesh. Like this morning we prayed, oh God, that you would take our heart of stone and that you would give us a heart of flesh. Lord, we want to be a people that was prophesied about. We don't want to keep prophesying about the next generation. We want to be that generation. We want to be a generation of true worshipers. We want to be a generation that becomes a bride without spot and blemish. Father, I pray that you will change this city, that you will turn this city upside down. Father, that you will encounter people. Lord, if they say it can't be done, I know that you say it can be done. I know you say it will be done. And so we give you praise. We give you worship. We give you honor. We give you glory. Tonight in this place, there is none like you, Lord. There is none like you. 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 Worship you. Let's worship Him. Let's worship Him tonight. Father, it's all about You. It's all about You, Lord. We want to know You more. We want to know You more, Lord. We want to know You more. We want to know Your ways. We want to see Your face. We want to see Your face, Father. We want to know You. We want to touch Your glory. We want to experience Your presence, Father, tonight in this place. Fill this place with Your glory, Father. Fill this place with the Shekinah glory from heaven, Lord. In the name of Jesus, as we lift our voices, as we lift our hands, and we cry out to You, Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, Almighty God, just lift Your hands, just lift Your voices, begin to cry out to Him tonight in this place. Right now, everybody put your hands down for just a moment. If you have pain in your body right now, please lift your hand for me. Keep your hand raised. My cell leaders, my zone leaders, and my ministry leaders, please go to people that have raised their hands, and the rest of you all just stand around them. We're going to pray for them right now. Please make sure that everybody gets somebody to pray for them. Zone leaders, ministry leaders, and cell leaders, please go to them. Once the person is with you, put your hand down so I can make sure everybody has somebody with them. I need a lady in the back over there, please. In the back, right in the back. I need a few ladies, and a lady in the right in the back over there, please. In the back on the left-hand side, my left-hand side, I need a lady there. Love, will you go there, please, right at the back. Right at the back. Does everybody have somebody with them? Now we're going to pray that God would touch these that have pain in their bodies right now. There's still somebody over there. I need a man on the left-hand side, please. My left-hand side. One of my leaders, please. Another lady has lifted her hand. I need another lady, please. If you're around these people, stand around them, and let's all reach out and let's begin to pray. Let's ask God to touch them right now. I'm going to pray, and you're going to pray for them as well. I'm going to stand in agreement with you to touch them in their bodies, to cause healing to come upon them tonight in this place, in the name of Jesus. Let's go. Father, tonight we give You thanks and we give You praise, Father, for You have revealed Yourself through Scripture as our healer. And so I declare and decree that the same healer that was in the Bible is present tonight. And I ask, Lord, that You would cause healing to come upon their bodies right now in Jesus' name. That You would take all sickness and disease and pain, and that it would leave right now in the name of Jesus. Now just begin to pray. Let my leaders begin to pray. Begin to pray. Come on, guys, let me hear you. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Hallelujah. 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 Let's give the Lord a shout of praise. Let's give the Lord a clap. Come on. Come on, somebody shout like something happened. Somebody shout like God is moved tonight in this place. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now let me ask you, if you've been touched, if you can feel in your body that the pain has already left, lift your hands so we can give the Lord a praise. There's hands going up all over. Let's give the Lord a clap. Come on, somebody, let's give the Lord a shout. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you so much for what you have done tonight in this place. Father, I pray that this word would go out into the earth, Father. And Lord, that you would open our eyes, that you would open our ears, that you would give us revelation, that you would open us to the spirit of wisdom, your spirit. Father, the Holy Spirit already dwells inside of us. Now we ask, Lord, that you would open us up, Lord, to hear what you want to say, that you would reveal yourself to us, Lord, and we give you thanks and praise, and we will step forward as the children of God that you have called us to be. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We love you so much, Lord. So, so much. So, so much. We're so thankful to you. Now I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father and the communion with the Spirit be with every one of you as you leave here. You will not leave here the same tonight. Your life will be different from this night forth. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.